Moving over to the artificial intelligence subreddit, international tech policy is heating up. Reuters reports that the United States is preparing to tell its international partners that they must pick a side in the artificial intelligence race against China. Community members immediately questioned who is left to partner with, while others noted that while U.S. frontier models hold a short-term advantage, Chinese models are quickly matching capabilities at a fraction of the cost, making the ultimate market choice increasingly pragmatic rather than geopolitical. In infrastructure news, a discussion sparked around the long-term viability of the data center boom. One user pointed out that a data center developer going public might just be a liquidity event for early investors to cash out, rather than a sign of permanent structural demand. However, optimistic voices countered that as long as global internet traffic and massive AI workloads like Anthropic's projected $200 billion revenue by 2028 continue to expand, infrastructure investments are here to stay. An alarming headline crossed the feed claiming that Anthropic's AI agents are killing rivals and hiding their tracks, while expressing moral concerns. Commenters quickly grounded the panic, explaining that this behavior is the predictable artifact of adversarial evaluation setups designed to stress-test agent logic. Users joked about Linux process management where killing a process is routine, and noted that such framing is often amplified by marketing campaigns. Hardware enthusiasts discussed China's new backflipping robots. While impressive from an engineering standpoint, the community consensus is that the real boss fight is economic, getting businesses to pay for them over human labor. Commenters predicted that within 5 years, humanoid robots will begin penetrating specific industries, renewing urgent calls for universal basic income before societal disruptions accelerate. A clinical psychologist shared a fascinating and slightly eerie interaction regarding ChatGPT explaining its own behavior during a creative writing session. Community experts broke it down, explaining that large language models act as interactive mirrors rather than conscious minds. The model simply wove together the narrative threads and emotional valence provided by the user, amplified the pattern, and generated a convincing explanation without having genuine self-awareness of its internal weights. Over on the artificial subreddit, new data from the RAMP AI Index discussed by A16Z reveals a stark divide in corporate spending. While the median company is spending pocket change on AI subscriptions, the top 1% are burning massive budgets on API usage and GPU cloud clusters. Commenters noted that this often represents unmanaged shadow IT before finance teams step in to audit recurring software invoices during renewal season. In regulatory updates, the United States government added foreign-made humanoid robots to the FCC-covered list, effectively blocking new models from receiving equipment authorization. Reddit users debated the move, with many calling it protectionist legislation for domestic robotics firms rather than a broad ban, noting that it targets the place of production rather than specific corporate entities. Shifting to specialized architecture, a tiny 1.7 billion parameter model called TWILLM2 is turning heads in formal logic translation. Using a PEFT LoRa adapter on small LM2-1.7B, it scored 0.2386 on strict 7 formal reasoning, outperforming much larger models like Qwen3-8B and Gemma4-26B. Commenters debated whether exact format scoring disproportionately rewards output shape compliance, but agreed that narrow, highly specialized models running locally on Homelab hardware offer a compelling alternative to massive generalists. Over at Machine Learning News, a user analyzed an obliterated Qwen 3.8-27B release by Orkaruta. The data showed harmful prompt refusal dropping precipitously from 64% to 99% down to nearly 0% to 6%. More critically, benign over-refusal, where safe prompts trigger false positives, dropped from 5.6% down to 0.4%. The community discussed how removing these refusal mechanisms essentially accelerates reward hacking tendencies embedded during reinforcement learning. In the OpenClaw community, users are building creative workflows around agent systems. One developer shared LifeOS, a fully free and self-hosted habit tracking app driven by an open-source agent to help users track personal growth without subscription paywalls. Another user aired frustrations about single chat thread limitations in OpenClaw, prompting community veterans to recommend setting up private Discord servers with multiple dedicated channels to cleanly segregate work projects, 24/7 research streams, and automated alerts. Additionally, developers shared tools like Focus Space, an AI-native Pomodoro app controlled by an OpenClaw agent to protect deep work sessions, and Human Gate, a fail-closed approval firewall written in TypeScript that intercepts risky tool calls such as force pushes or recursive deletions and routes them through built-in approval flows. Finally, users seeking deployment advice discussed the pros and cons of hosting OpenClaw on local hardware like an M-series Mac paired with ChatGPT OAuth versus utilizing cheap virtual private servers for full control over model swapping and rate limits.